Blog Talk Radio.
Hey y'all, it's Chad Bearden and you're listening to Weekdays with Murph.
I'm trying to remember someone I can't forget. Like a song I don't know that I can't get out of my head. Can't seem to shake the
face. Hi listeners, and welcome to another edition of Weekdays with Murph. Today on the show, we welcome back our good friends, country music duo October Rose. We'll catch up with Derek and Leanne about what they've been doing since the last time they were on. And spoiler alert, we're going to talk about something huge, as well as brand new music. This is going to be fun. So with that being said, let's go ahead and welcome back our good friends, October Rose. Hey guys, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
Hey, we're doing great. Great to hear from you again.
Absolutely. Thank you all again for doing this. Like I was saying, or like we were talking about off air, it's been quite a few years since we've done something like this.
It really has. I feel like we talked when we released our first EP, which was maybe 4 or 5 years ago. Yeah, it's been a long time.
Something like that. It's been crazy. Now I know we always try to keep up with each other on social media, but that's a totally different thing than actually sitting down and actually talking. So let's go ahead and address the elephant in the room at this point. The two of you got engaged last year.
We did. We got engaged at Christmas time. I was totally surprised. Derek proposed to me in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. So mm-hmm. I was just totally surprised. I had no idea.
That's awesome. And as I was telling y'all off air, when y'all posted that, I was like, about dang time, Derek.
Yeah, you're not the first person that said that. But, you know, I had to put Leanne through a rigorous vetting process that took many years to complete. But she has passed with flying colors, and I'm really looking forward to the rest of our lives together.
Fair point. but, yeah. That being said, how is wedding planning going?
So we're getting married in Nashville, so it's been fun trying to plan everything. All of our family and friends are, you know, going to travel, so it's going to be fun. It'll be like a little bit of a destination wedding, and we'll give our family and friends a little chance to see Nashville and just have a great time. Like, but I pretty much have everything done, just a few more little things. I feel like we kind of whipped through it really quick because we got engaged and then like, you know, picked a date and a venue, which, so everything's just been like really super quick.
Yeah. Definitely have to give massive credit to Leanne because she is like great at planning anything. And she has conquered this wedding thus far. as normal, I contributed zero to nothing to the effort and reaped all the benefits. so it's
as
been
I think
great.
Most guys do.
My tuxes together.
He did a good job picking out the tuxes.
Oh, well, if I haven't said it in person, congrats.
Thank you so much, buddy.
Something else I did want to talk about, and I said I was going to bring this up off air. Y'all have been all over TikTok. I mean, it's been crazy.
Yeah, last year we, you know, obviously the pandemic kind of shifted, you know, a lot of things for musicians, like for TikTok and getting their music out there in other ways besides live shows. So we jumped on that a little bit, like, early in 2021. We started putting out some content on TikTok and had a few videos go viral. It really kind of, you know, expanded our fan base, and then we jumped on Facebook Reels as well, and sort of caught a wave with that too, and have just been, you know, kind of seen massive growth on social media, and we're just having such a great time with each other just at home, like singing in our videos and, you know, creating content every day. So it's been fun.
Right. And I love your videos. If anybody hadn't seen these things, I highly encourage you to go and check them out. But that's something else I wanted to ask you about. Let's go back a couple of years too, when COVID hit and everything started shutting down. Was there a moment when everything first started shutting down, you guys were like, oh crap, our careers are over?
Yeah.
You know, we never really thought that. We just figured it would pass eventually, and we just tried to use the time as wisely as possible. The one thing that COVID did allow us to do is to really, you know, stock up on an arsenal of songs, which we had written during the pandemic. So, like, we're, you know, writing-wise, we have quite a bit of material to select from for releases. So that was the great thing. You know, it was tough financially, obviously. We went from playing over 100 shows in 2019 to doing, like, less than 20 in 2020. So, you know, that was a huge hit. But, you know, we tried to be as resourceful as we could. And, you know, it's even though it's back, it's still not back fully. And we're dealing with some new issues, you know, with gas prices and everything. But, you know, Leanne and I, we declared it from our debut EP that was titled All In. And we said, you know, this is it. This is what we're doing. We're sticking with October Rose. We're going to the top as long as it takes, you know, if it takes for longer than we expect, we're still going to do it. And we're not giving up. So we're still not giving up 6 years
right.
later.
Right. And I respect that. I mean, I've talked to many artists who have basically said the same thing as far as stockpiling songs when COVID hit and the lockdowns hit. So I totally understand that, you know.
Yeah, it was
yeah.
just kind of a shift, and you know, you have to do all this stuff as an independent artist. You have to write songs, you have to, you know, record vocals, you have to promote, you have to do marketing. So we just, you know, took that time we weren't out on the road and just put it somewhere else that needed to be done.
Yeah, we also were really lucky. We got to do a lot of live streams for different media outlets, like The Boot, Country Sway, like had us on. And so we were always doing something and always busy, and a lot of virtual performances. So that was really kind of a good thing too, that we got to still reach an audience during that time.
I remember, I'm glad you brought that up, Leanne. I remember when a venue started shutting down and the music industry, I'm going to do a halt, basically. I remember going on Instagram, and there would be like 20 different live streams of artists. Some I'm thinking, okay, this is interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a lot happening on Instagram Live.
There was a ton, and I think by the end of 2020, people were almost a little sick of the live streams. So we were doing a weekly one on Facebook, and we ended up taking a break from that because, you know, we just could tell that interest was changing a little bit. People
right.
were ready to go out and see music again. So we
right.
kind of pulled back on
that. I understand that. And speaking of live music, I've not been to a live show since 2018 in Nashville. I saw Eric Church at Nissan Stadium, and it was the absolute best show I've ever seen in my life.
Well, that's going to be tough to beat.
It is.
And I'm a massive Eric Church fan anyway. There's literally not a song that man's put out that I don't like.
He's great, yeah. absolutely.
Yeah. So I'm due for another live show. As a matter of fact, I know y'all mentioned Nashville earlier. I'll be in Nashville in October.
All right. We got to meet up.
Absolutely.
If we're down there, you know.
Right. I'm nominated for the Josie Music Awards, and I'll be at the show down there in October, which I'm so looking forward to, because for me, since I don't live in Nashville permanently, I go pretty much every chance I possibly get. But for me, I love music industry events because it's like a big old family reunion, you know.
Absolutely. And first of all, congratulations on the nomination.
That's
outstanding.
Huge.
I know there's a lot of competition out there for what you do. To be recognized is really great.
Oh, well, I appreciate that. And I remember I was watching the live stream announcement of the nominees, and they got to my category, and they started naming names, and I didn't know how many of the nominees there were. So they got down to the they were doing them in alphabetical order, and Weekdays with Murph is way down there. So they got down to the T's, the R's, or whatever, you know. I'm thinking, well, there goes my shot. So I mean, I was genuinely surprised at that, you know. And I never take anything like that for granted. I mean, I'm always completely shocked at I even got a nomination in the first place. I'm always completely shocked.
Well, you're working really hard, and it's showing, you know. People are recognizing it, so it's amazing. You're always doing something.
Yeah, and still doing
it. I appreciate that.
You know, just like we are, still grinding.
Earlier this year, though, I did have to end Indie Country Radio. I'm not sure that y'all saw that.
Say that again?
Earlier this year, I did have to end my Indie Country Radio show. I'm not sure if y'all saw that or not.
No, we didn't see that.
Yeah,
it was
getting to be too much. Shows twice a week, you know, researching for a lot of this stuff. It was getting to be too much, so I just said, you know what, I might bring it back in the future. I don't know. So anyway, it is what it is.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
Well, you're still
actively
involved, and we appreciate that.
Well, I say this all the time. I'm going to keep doing this until y'all tell me to shut up. So, I did want to talk about the new single, Nothing But Neon. Talk a little bit about how the song came to be.
Yeah, it was kind of a funny story, because I was in the bedroom ironing some clothes, and I just had, like, the words Nothing But Neon, and then I came up with this little melody, and I came out to Derek, who was in the living room, and I said, I have this, like, melody idea and, like, this idea for a song, and we just kind of wrote it, like, right after. I think it was a Saturday or, like, a weekend. We didn't really have any plans, so we kind of just, like, started writing it. And it really wasn't long after that we decided to record it. And we loved that we kind of could put, like, a little bit of an 80s, like, vibe with a little bit of synth and stuff on it. So, you know, it was really kind of fun to write and just sort of more, like, a little bit different than what we've put out previously.
We're definitely, you know, exploring ways to, you know, feature Leanne's voice as well. So this was a nice chance to do that, because it was like an upbeat song, you know, a a little bit faster paced than the mid-tempo stuff kind of right there. So a lot of energy, and, you know, we just want to let people know that, you know, Leanne can sing and hold her own, and I don't mind taking a step back, doing a little harmony here and again.
Right. And like I told y'all off air, I was listening to it back again before I hopped on here, and it's a jam, you know.
We appreciate that.
Yeah, it's one of those like sing in your car kind of songs that gets
absolutely
kind of get you going. That was the point.
Absolutely. Now, I know things are slowly starting to open back up, and things are kind of starting to get going again. So, do y'all have any dates planned to play out?
Yeah, absolutely. This Friday, we're playing a show with 1,000 Horses in Seaside Heights, New Jersey, on the boardwalk. So we go on. It's a day festival, and it starts at 3, and we'll be the first act, so we're kicking things off. So that'll be our next, you know, gig coming up. We just finished a show in Pittsburgh this weekend, which was great, so shout out to everyone that came out for that show. And then we're also, in terms of travel, outside of the Northeast, which we primarily play, we'll be in North Dakota this
year.
Yeah,
we're playing Land Alive Country Fest with everyone from Granger Smith, Cameron Marlowe, Frank Ray. It's going to be a great time, and we're looking forward. We've never been in North Dakota before, so we have a few fans who are from up there, and I think they're excited that we're coming.
Yeah, some other dates are in the works as well. We had to reschedule some shows earlier this year, including Boston, which looks like we're going to be rescheduling for October. You know, it's still that time. Unfortunately, the COVID cases, they come and they go, and there's a lot that goes on into putting a production together. And if one thing falls apart, sometimes the whole thing falls apart.
It all
so,
does,
you know,
right.
Still staying pretty fluid.
Yeah, but otherwise the summer is pretty busy with – we have some county fairs in Pennsylvania and New York, so we're looking forward to getting out there and seeing everybody and just having a great time, you know?
Now, I don't know if we talked about this the last time y'all were on, but – I've been up to the Northeast numerous times. I've been to Pittsburgh. I've been to Philly. I've been to a New York City probably two or three times, and I love that area up there. It's just it's gorgeous for one, especially upstate New York and upstate Pennsylvania and all that stuff. It's absolutely gorgeous up there, and I'm looking forward to hopefully getting back up there. I don't know what for yet, but I'm looking forward to hopefully making it back up there soon.
Yeah, we love it. You know, the one thing about this job is that you get to travel a lot, and you get to see a lot of different towns. And you know, we did a radio tour years ago in upstate New York, and we played shows all over New York, all over Pennsylvania. We've been through Ohio, Tennessee, Kentucky. We tripped the whole way down 95, the whole way down to Florida, drove down there and back. We've seen a lot of the country, and you know, it's all, this is one of the most beautiful countries in the world. I mean, sometimes it's just the small stuff that people forget to appreciate, but you know, people are great wherever you go. And you know, the landscape is amazing in America.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I totally agree. I love
funny
everywhere
story about
we've been pretty much.
A funny story about Pittsburgh. I was driving into Pittsburgh. We were coming in from, I think we'd just been to the Pro Football Hall of Fame, which is incredible, by the way. I mean, while
that's
I was in there,
amazing.
I might have died and gone to heaven. While I was in there, I might have died and gone to heaven. I'm not sure. But anyway, we were driving into Pittsburgh to see to see a Pirates game. And I'll never forget this. When you're driving into Pittsburgh, like the outskirts of Pittsburgh, it's all farmland and everything else. We go through this tunnel and out the other side, boom, there's Pittsburgh. I'm like, wait, yeah. Don't put a city out here.
It's really one of the coolest things. And that's the one thing, you know, that I experienced is, you know, I'm from Pittsburgh. For the listeners that don't know, I grew up there, was born and raised there before I moved to New Jersey and met Leanne 6 years ago. But I started playing there, and, you know, there's a lot of country music fans there. They got four country radio stations. But the funny thing is, like, I did a lot of the gigging outside of the city because you can get to, like, country bars and venues, like, pretty quick.
but yeah, I mean, and another thing, PNC Park there in Pittsburgh, probably my favorite park in the majors. I absolutely loved it.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I went back before I met Derek and just loved it. The people were so friendly who worked there, and, like, all the fans were really nice, even though I grew up a Mets fan. But I had my Mets uniform on there, and people were just, like, still nice to me, which I can't say about some other ballparks in the East, on the East Coast. But Pittsburgh,
fair point,
was good people.
I'm just glad you didn't say you're a Yankees fan.
No.
Yeah, I'm not a Yankees fan at all. But I will tell you this. I'm not a Red Sox fan either. But I will tell you, when we went to Fenway, that was like stepping back 100 years. It honestly felt like Ted Williams could step in the batter's box at any moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They've done a great job preserving that place.
Oh, they actually have. And the Green Monster up there, I was like, okay, that's the Green Monster. That is cool.
Yeah. That's the cool thing about some of these ballparks is there's so much history there, and, like, when you go, you just get to revel in it. I mean, there's nothing better than seeing a baseball game. Like, it's really a fun time. I've never had a bad time at either a Pirates game or, you know, any other game that I've been to.
And I'm a massive baseball fan myself. I've seen 29 out of the 30 stadiums.
Oh, wow.
Wow, which one are you missing?
Seattle.
Okay.
That's a pretty
good
route.
That's pretty far up there, though. Yeah.
I hadn't seen a Seattle yet. I started this whole trying to see the stadiums back in 2014. So it's been nearly 10 years.
Yeah. You made a lot of leeway in that period of time.
Absolutely. You know, and the way I figured it, we'd be done in probably half the time. No, sir. But,
well, I hope
you
get to Seattle.
I mean, you both. I probably would have been done at this point had it not been for COVID. So,
right.
We shall
see.
Well, you'll get there.
Absolutely.
Get there.
I hope so. So, probably the last thing I had for you before we wrap. I know we talked about a brand new single and your upcoming shows and your tours or whatever, but is there, speaking of music, is there any brand new music on the horizon?
Oh, yeah. We got a lot going on this year still for music. First thing we're going to do, and this is kind of news to the world, first time we're sharing this, our song Heart Can't Lie from our debut EP, which was a stripped-down acoustic song, has taken off recently on social media. It went viral on both Facebook Reels with over 5 million views, and then now recently on TikTok, it's over a couple million views now. So there's been demand for that song to kind of come back. So what we did is we went into the studio last week and did a piano version for that song, which we'll be releasing in the next month or so, that we're really excited about. And I think a lot of our fans are going to be excited about hearing a slightly different take on that song. And then, of course, the wedding's coming up. So Leanne and I were able to write a very special song for each other for the wedding.
Yeah, we plan on releasing the song around the time of the wedding, which will be this summer. So stay tuned, everyone, for updates on that. But we may or may not be performing it at the wedding. We don't know yet. But we do plan on releasing it and hope to get some good content from the wedding to kind of, you know, incorporate into the like the music video and some of the canvases that, you know, people put out there, like short clips of the song, like in video form and stuff. So really, really looking forward to that. And then we have some other songs that we'll be releasing like in the fall as well. So a lot of music coming from us, maybe some covers and maybe a holiday tune toward the end of the year. So just stay tuned to our social media. We post all the time about what we're doing and really excited about it.
Again, before we wrap, I'll never forget this. And I tell the story as often as I can. Back when y'all released your debut single, y'all reached out to me and said, "Hey, we'd love to have you world premiere this on your indie country radio show," and that literally meant the world to me, you know.
We were so glad that you accepted to do that. It meant the world to us.
You know, I've gotten to do it a couple times since then, but that was the first time anybody had ever trusted me enough to ask me to do that, and I'm thinking, wow, this is cool.
Well, yeah, you're such a champion for, you know, all of us independent artists out there who are, you know, really working hard trying to get their music out there, and, you know, what better place to do it than on your show. And, you know, you always have such wonderful things to say about us and all the other artists that you work with and interview. And so, yeah, we were just, like, so happy that you wanted to do that, you know, at a time when we were really just trying to get it out there. And thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Absolutely. And I say this all the time, but if there's ever anything that I can do for y'all, don't ever hesitate to reach out.
We appreciate that so much.
Yeah,
and same
likewise.
Goes for us.
Well, one more thing before we go. Let's not wait 4 or 5 years to do this again.
That's
yeah,
a good idea.
Really?
Time just slips on us, I guess.
I think I'm going to let y'all go and let you get back to your evening. But again, congrats on the engagement, and I'll talk to you later, okay?
All right, Cody. Thanks so much.
Great speaking with you. Talk to you soon.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
All right, bye.
All right, bye. Well, hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the super talented and just very, very dear friends of mine, October Rose. Okay, next Tuesday, and this is huge, we will be having on the show our very first UK artist. Her managers reached out to me probably a month ago, I think it is now, and they were like, "Hey, we've got this artist that we think would be a perfect for your show." So next Tuesday at 2 p.m. Central, because it's the time difference, We have a UK artist, Rachel Walker Mason, joining us. So I think with that, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.